Hello, guys. Welcome back. This is actually our second attempt at this episode.
Number two.
We just finished recording it, and we realized that we weren't recording shit. It was recording.
We got 3 minutes.
We got 3 minutes and 42 seconds.
We got 3 minutes of this.
Nachos and chippies and tahini. Tahini all on my tongue. Yeah, I was extra salty, but it's okay. It happens. So we're gonna do this again. But this time I'm gonna sound a little more irritated than I've ever sounded before.
Just a little teed off.
So welcome back. This is episode 4 of our Country Fried Southern Crimes. Today on Country Fried Southern Crimes, we go down to two. We always pick two different candidates to be our heroes of the day.
No more, no less.
Our first. Go ahead, you can chew that. Go ahead, chew that, motherfucker.
I want to chew it over here, dude.
I got you right there.
Thank you. I feel more comfortable now.
We're so drunk off of Mike's hard.
And as you're
going to notice,
you're going to hear a much better quality in our sound because we're actually together in the same room.
In the same room, yeah. And just moved back from, I forget where you were at.
Elwood City, Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Where Pennywise is at.
Pennywise.
Yeah, that shit, that town.
I don't think that's correct, but...
No, it's we'll correct. No, I think it is. No,
we'll
I think...
Go, we'll I'm, go with that, dude.
No, I think I'm right. No, but...
I just got back from Yinzer Nation.
Yinzer Nation?
Mm-hmm.
See? I knew that.
Yinzer Nation, man.
Can you explain to the people that don't know what Yinzer Nation means?
So...
Not that I don't. I know
so
what it
in
is.
The Pittsburgh, in the Pittsburgh area...
Yeah, in the Pittsburgh area.
They got their own language.
They got their own language, yep.
I have no idea.
No idea.
So instead of saying you all or y'all, as I grew up hearing from my grandpa, they say yins.
Yins.
Like yins going to the store.
Really?
Or what are yins doing later today?
Yins.
Yes, yins. Or they call a rubber band a gum band.
Man. Mm-hmm. What
yep.
the hell?
Or jagoffs.
What is that?
That's another one. Just like for...
For a jerk?
Whatever. Yeah, like jagoffs.
I like it.
You know, just jagoffs.
That's my favorite one.
It's the one they use a lot.
That's my favorite one, actually. I'm going to start using that one. And I'm going to start
like
using yins.
Yins.
Yins crazy. Yins crazy ass. So, yeah, I'm a little upset that our last our first attempt didn't work out, but it's okay because it's worth it. We're going to do it. So our first guy, we're going to go to Ashland, Kentucky.
Excuse me.
It's okay. You can burp all you want, baby.
Sorry, man.
We're going to go to Ashland, Kentucky. And
That's where Kentucky Fried Chicken comes from, right?
This is where Kentucky Fried Chicken
That's where the Colonel found the recipe.
This is where that guy with a tiny little black body and a huge head. he must have fell in the deep fryer back in the day. He got crispy little black body and big ass giant head.
Damn.
That's what I thought when I was a kid. I thought he had...
You're going to do the Colonel justice like that, dude?
When I was a kid, I thought he had a big ass head and his tie was his body, arms and legs. So stupid. But
no disrespect to my great-grandfather, but I always thought he was the colonel.
For real?
I always thought my great-grandfather was the colonel because of that mustache.
He's got the sassy mustache, dude. I like that.
He does. Just a little bit darker, though.
Just a little bit. A little bit darker than the colonel.
And for all y'all who are in the Cranberry area of Pennsylvania, if y'all been to the Walmart out there,
preach.
You'll see that the new KFC's there. And you also see the delightful statue of the colonel, which is fucking creepy as shit.
What?
But I shit you not, dude. Every time Sophia seen that statue,
talk
she walked up and tried to go up in that bucket and try to grab a piece, dude.
Hell yeah.
Because he's holding the bucket. It looks like an 8-piece of Extra Crispy.
Dude, hell
and
yeah.
And she tries to grab it every time. She's like, oh, I thought it was real.
The Colonel. That's what's up.
But I thought it was real, too. I just made her go and look crazy.
That's hilarious, dude. Just in case, right?
Just in case. Just in case, dude.
Just in case, man. Just hope there's real chicken in there. Free chicken.
Back to Kentucky.
Oh, shit.
My bad. I got sidetracked.
No, that's fine. That's my favorite thing to talk about, fried chicken.
Mm.
So we're going to Ashland, Kentucky. We're a man named Casey G. Kazee, 24 years old at the time. This is back in 2007. He found himself desperate and thirsty, broke. So he said, you know what, I'm gonna go to this Shamrock Liquor store right here where my guy Bill Steele runs.
He knew.
He knew the guy's name.
Knew him.
So he was about to. He must have known somebody there because he went. He went there. He got to the parking lot. And he was like, you know what? I forgot my fucking disguise. I'm gonna go ahead and grab. Oh, what do I got here? Oh, duct tape. Okay. So he wraps his entire head.
He went with the intention of robbing this place mm-hmm. and taking liquor.
Yes.
But had no means to do so whatsoever. Like,
no, he didn't bring shit.
He knew he was going to do it, but he didn't know how he was going to do
it. He said, I'll figure it out when I get there.
I give this man credit for determination and doing as he was going to set out to do.
I'm going to do this today. When I get there, that's when we'll talk about it.
He's a shit doer.
He must have asked a lot of people to do it with him, and they're like, so how are you going to do it? He's like, I don't know.
We're just going to go, dude.
Dude, no. I'm good. Thanks.
We're just going to show up, and they're going to give it over, dude. They're going to hand it over.
I'm good. Thanks. So he went by himself eventually, and we just made all that shit up. But he did go there. And we don't know when he decided to put his mask on, but his mask consisted of nothing other than
One single roll
of duct tape, my friends. Duct tape covered his entire face, left his mouth, and one eyeball exposed. I think one eyeball. Let me check.
No.
Yeah.
He attempted to do one eyeball.
He attempted to do one eyeball, but one of the
other. He was afraid someone was going to scan his retinas.
Yeah, dude, because it happens. It happens.
In his mugshot, not the mugshot, but the picture they took of him while in the parking lot of this liquor store, the defeat. Mm-hmm. You don't need to speak any other language to know what being defeated is.
It's right there in that one picture.
This man is the definition of
I lost.
I fucked up. I lost.
I fucked up.
I didn't conquer.
Mama.
He's like, hey, can I get my phone call real quick? I'll call my mom.
You ain't even in jail yet, bro.
I gotta call mama, though.
You ain't even there yet, bro.
She's going to be worried, dude.
Nah, man.
She's going to be worried where I'm at.
Sir, why don't you just wait until we get to the jail?
I'm good, man. I'm going to call my mama.
Sir, why don't you just wait till we get to the jail?
No, I'm good. It's good, man. Let me just get this. No, let me call my mama.
Full pound of duct tape off your face first, and then we can talk. We can call your mom after.
Didn't want to call a lawyer. Didn't want to call a friend.
Right? You sure you want to
call
his
mama right away, dude?
Lord, mama gets the first call.
Damn! Oh my god!
So he's just sitting there in the parking lot, defeated with an entire five pounds of duct tape on his face.
No, I don't know if he lost his shirt mid scuffle before he went in. Or the police just wanted to take his shirt off to shame him more.
Right here in this picture?
But he ain't got a shirt on.
No shirt.
No shirt.
We'll see. So, Mr. Kazee. I hate his fucking name.
Kazee.
Mr. Muzzy. Mr. Guzoo. Mr. Kazee goes.
Oh, he definitely got teased for this name. He got his ass whooped.
Mr. Muzzoo. He walks into the Shamrock Liquors where Bill Steele, you know, he owns the place.
Good old Bill.
Mr. Steele. So apparently, Mr. Kazee didn't have a disguise, so he wrapped his head in duct tape. And it says here on his article that Bill Steele had some duct tape of his own, but his was wrapped around a wooden club that sent Kazee fleeing, according to the report. And so an employee that worked there at the Shamrock Liquors ended up chasing... So Craig Miller ended up chasing Kazee out into the parking lot, tackled him and held him in a chokehold until police arrived. So this Craig Miller dude, he was ex-UFC. He put him in an arm bar. Like, what is this dude with duct tape on his face going to do?
Practitioner, dude.
Dude, he could have just tackled him and held him with a... Like,
stepped on him. Just put his foot on his chest. Put his foot on him.
He had duct tape on his face. He wasn't going to do shit.
He wasn't a threat.
He wasn't a threat.
He was special.
But he held him in a chokehold until the cops came. So,
can you imagine how much the owner, Mr. Steele, and the employee, Miller,
Craig Miller,
were laughing at this fucking loser?
Right before he said it.
Right before.
Give me all your money.
Right before he said, I'll take that money. Because he wanted this guy's voice.
Open that cash register. I'll take all the Ndokas, baby. Hand over. What'd you say?
I said, I'll take all the Ndokas, dog.
Hold on. Said, Craig, can you come here? Craig? Come here, can you tell me what this guy's saying?
I said I want them ducks down.
Craig, I don't know what he's saying. Let me take my wooden club out. It helps me translate. It helps me hear better.
I'm going to have the boy squeal in 2 seconds. He'd run. Hey, you might want to go catch him. He ain't going to get far.
Let's go ask him what he went. What he wanted.
So that's actually what happened.
They had no idea.
There was a big misunderstanding. He ran out thinking that they were onto him. But yep. they wanted to see what he wanted because they thought he needed help.
Yep.
Help getting the duct tape off his face.
I can't breathe. So we just... I can't see neither. My face hurts. Ow. Ouch.
So they thought... So they ran after him. They ran after
him. To help him get... Yeah, he...
And he tripped and fell in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. And Craig Miller, the employee, went and grabbed him because they thought he was choking because mm-hmm. because he had fallen down.
Right. And he had gravel and, all in his duct tape.
And Craig and Mr. Steele, the owner, took the baseball bat because he thought he was going to have to bite down on it while they were pulling the duct tape off.
He thought he was having a seizure. See what I'm saying? These people were good Samaritans. Ooh,
they were trying to help him. They weren't trying to detain him. This is just my story. This is my side story.
It could have been anything.
I think that's it.
I think that's the real story.
This is what really went down. It was a big misunderstanding.
Giant misunderstanding.
Because he was trying to make away with it, but then he chickened out. He decided, mm-hmm. You know what? I'm better than this. I'm not going to rob these men. They're good men.
They're good dudes, huh?
But then he had a second thought. He was like, you know, man, fuck this shit. I'm a straight up Mac Daddy pimp, dog. I'm going to rob these motherfuckers for all they got. Huh? But then when the owner started like telling him, leaning, they couldn't hear what he was saying. He was like, oh, shit, man, I forgot.
Nothing.
I'm a mumbler, dog. Like most rappers nowadays, I'm mumbling shit. Dog. You can't hear what I'm saying, dog.
I'm out of here, man.
Damn, ran out. Dude, ran out shitting himself, dude. So, ran out.
So he got arrested in the parking lot. Cops took pictures of him in his duct tape mask, which we're going to post on our Twitter so you guys can laugh as hard as we did when we saw this shit.
I could see him being a reject member for an audition for Slipknot.
Dude, I feel so claustrophobic looking at it. His nose is covered.
Dude, can you imagine how hard it was for him to talk, dude? We were talking and whispering, making fun of him as if we were him was probably exactly how he sounded.
Give me all your money. But yeah, so yeah, that's Ashlyn Kentrecky. And yeah, that was wonderful, man. And I was gonna pick him for my second story because I thought it was pretty hefty.
Wimpy. So are we saying that Mr. Kazee is possible runner up for the hero of the day?
I thought he was until I saw this shit right here. Until I saw this motherfucker right here.
You saw a simple silly son of a bitch, didn't you?
I saw this simple silly Sally slappy old Gregory Matthew Bruni.
Mr. Bruni.
Old naked intruder.
It wasn't me.
But they caught me on the counter.
It wasn't me.
He was naked on my sofa. It wasn't me. He was naked in my house.
It wasn't me.
He was shitting on my living room.
It wasn't me.
So, this dude. Oh, my God. So,
hold up. Real quick before we get started. I got to rip this Band-Aid off, dude. Oh, God. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. You do it, dude. You do it, dude.
My fake.
God damn. Pulled so many hairs.
Yep, they're all right there.
Oh, my God. There's so many hairs. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm
going to
eat some chips after that.
Holy shit. Fucking cat scratched me the other day.
What?
Asshole cat. No, my cat upstairs. My dummy ass cat.
Which one's that one?
Mouse. We got a cat named Mouse.
I got a mouse named Cat.
Cat dog.
So this next awesome person takes us to I don't know. I'm not sure what county in Florida, but somewhere in Florida. I don't think it matters. I think it's all one giant county.
Yep. Florida.
Florida's Florida. But, so one day, Tony and LaDonna Land, last name Land family, they were just hanging out, man. It was like 7 p.m. around the time it is now here. Still sunny out.
Dude. Still daylight.
You can see clearly what's going on out there.
Hell yeah.
They were hanging out in their bedroom, and all of a sudden they hear a thump at the thump at it thump.
Just like that?
A thump at the thump. On their ceiling. Oh, they thought it was thunder. They said it sounded like thunder. It was like. And they're like, what the hell? So Tony went outside. And all of a sudden he looks up to his roof and he sees this Gregory Matthew Bruni on his roof completely naked. Butt ass naked. So.
Did he have on socks?
No socks.
Did he have on shoes?
No shoes.
No shoes. No shoes.
He runs out. He runs out, and as soon as Tony sees this Gregory Bruni jumps down and lands on top of Tony and knocks him over and then like knocks him over with his shoulder and then runs into the house.
You mean he touched his naked crusty body?
He touched his crustiness.
You know damn well this boy was sweating, had nasty swamp ass.
Dude, yes.
It's Florida.
He was making
it's Florida.
Mm-hmm, actual swamp ass.
An actual swamp ass, dude.
Where it came from. Where the word was invented, because people damn. Down there see, because there's this thing called, see, down there in the marshes, when you get sweaty, it's immediate swamp ass down there.
Immediate, dude. You walk outside, you get an instant sweat stash. You know it's going to be a bad day.
You know it. Your shorts get this little stain going down the crack of it.
Story of my life.
Immediately, as soon as you walk out the door, it's like, damn.
He said, nope, I'm getting naked.
I'm just going home. I can't do shit today. Sorry, doctor.
Go home, Lou.
Can't see my eye doctor today. My ass is taking over my pants. Taking over my body. So the poor family, they go outside. Tony goes outside. He gets rammed into by this fucking dude, you know,
he
shoulder.
He rammed him?
And he went with his shoulder.
Oh,
bam.
I thought you meant he was plowing him, dude.
Well, I wish. And he knocks him over the shoulder. He ran into the house. He pulls a big screen TV off the wall. Just pulls it off. They didn't steal it.
While they were
he pulls it off the wall and throws it on the
while
ground.
They're watching a movie. Naked dude coming
they're
in.
They're watching Matrix Part 2. They're watching Lethal Weapon 2. Something, anything Part 2. Just not the first one.
Any sequel to any movie.
Any sequel to any movie. Don't matter. They're watching Part 2, Jurassic Park 2, the worst one. And, and then he knocks over the contents of a vacuum onto the floor, right? So around this time, right when he's knocking over the shit on the out of the vacuum, LaDonna, the wife, she grabs a gun and began firing the gun at the nude intruder. She started just blow blow. He was like, oh, he was like, he was dodging. He was like, Johnny Bravo on this bitch. He was dodging all those bullets like James Brown. Naked, dirty, swamp sweaty, ass, sweaty, stank, crusty, dodging bullets. This is my guy right here. This is my fucking hero.
Oh my God.
So all of a sudden, you know, while she's shooting at this dude, the husband calls the cops, and in the recording it says, I don't know who the hell he is. He's naked and he ran into my damn house. It's just awesome, you know? He's naked.
He's so animated.
I want to be those people that take those calls,
the dispatcher.
I want to be. Yeah, I want to do that. That's what I want to do. No, well, see, it's funny because when you hear stupid shit, but then when it's serious, it's on you.
No,
you know
I'll
what
be
I mean?
Crying too, dude.
It's on you. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, I can't help you. You're gonna call back and somebody else will pick up the phone. I'm sorry, I can't deal with this.
I can't hear you. Click.
It was too much pressure for me.
You sound like you're dying, sir. Click. Go get a grip. Go get your shit together. Call me back when you're done bleeding all over the place. Fuck. You sound like you.
Let me tell you something. Call me back. No, no, no. Let me tell you what. Call somebody who give a damn.
Oh, click. Damn. Mm-hmm. Do phones even click nowadays?
No, not no more. Digital. You gotta make the click.
It just
now.
Goes. Woo-doo-doo.
Yeah, it just goes.
Woo-doo-doo. I think that's the sound it makes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sound like you exsanguinating. Go ahead and hang up. Bye.
Damn, dude.
Exsanguinating. Bleeding out, man. I learned a big word today.
Could you imagine the dispatcher's eyes when they said, this man naked in my house, I don't know who he is.
He's probably fucking your wife, sir.
Damn.
He's probably fucking your wife.
Oh, shit. So you think this was a scandal? You think there's more to it than we know?
Could be. Maybe, maybe not. All I know is... this dude was naked, throwing TVs and vacuum contents all over the house.
Damn.
Oh, and by the way, when the wife started shooting at him and he was dodging bullets, he's like, ha, 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 ha. He shit himself. Can't forget that part. I know it sounds like I made that up. But after he dodged bullets... he ended up masturbating in the living room.
Coming in, yeah.
And then he rubbed clothes on his face from the son's from their son's room, and then took a shit in two spots in their house. He defecated in two different spots.
Oh my god!
Because why not? Because she ran out of bullets, so you can't do shit to me.
He took a spite shit.
Yeah, dude. Oh, you gonna shoot at me?
Hateful spite shit.
You gonna shoot at me?
It must have smelled so bad, dude.
You gonna shoot at me, bitch?
It was out of hatred, dude.
I hate you. Damn, he's shitting all over the place, baby. Then they called
that
the
dirty, that dirty, dirty boy.
So yeah, man. So after he shit himself all over on the floor, he ended up drinking the contents of the vacuum and then spitting them back out. All this shit happened within like, I don't know, 5 minutes.
That's for dude. That's like,
that's my whole day.
That's the dude. That's the equivalent to like a NASCAR pit crew of changing tires on a car, but of me doing everything nasty I could possibly think of.
Everything
dude.
Nasty.
Dude, I'd be spent after taking a dump, dude. Mm. Once I'm like, oh man, I gotta lay down, dude. That took it out of me, dude. My back hurts. I'm through my neck out.
I gotta go sleep.
I gotta take a nap.
As you're wiping, you're just like,
dude, don't even play. I've done that shit before. You know I've done that shit before, dude. Passing out while taking a shit, dude.
That's what's up, man. Because you know.
Oh shit! Is my mic? Is my mic on still, dude? Is my mic?
Hell yeah!
Check real quick. Check. Let me just check real quick. Because I flicked this back here, dude.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. Is that you being quiet up there?
You're down here. Let me up here.
Ah! Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, sorry, shit. You're so good.
Just a sound check, though.
Sound check. But yeah, so this dude, this Bruni guy got charged with criminal mischief, battery, occupied burglary, I don't know what that is, and resisting arrest without violence. So he was smearing his fecal matter all over the police officers.
Nobody wanted to take him in their car. Hey. They're like, oh, I ain't doing it. They're like, finger on the nose and shit. Like, I ain't doing it. I ain't gonna be me.
Back up, my friend, man. Back up, man.
One of the cops acted.
Dude, he was dodging their bullets.
They shot at each other, dude. The cops shot at each other in an argument. In an argument about not wanting to take him in their car, dude.
They were shooting at him and he was dodging their bullets. He was like, yo.
Could you imagine how bad this smelled in this house, dude? The wreck they seen in this house.
Oh, God, in a matter of like minutes.
Semen, poop.
Okay, sweat. So let's go back to the beginning
let's
of their
go back,
day.
Let's go back. All right, rewind.
The beginning of the day. Right. This is 7 going o'clock. Back. This is going 7 back, o'clock 7 at o'clock. Night. On a Monday? This is...
On a Monday.
Is it a Monday?
Ooh, this is a bad way to start your week, man.
This is 7 o'clock on a Monday. So, this okay, let's just do this. Let's do this.
All right.
So, Tony Lands, he wakes up. Let's say he wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
No, I don't know.
Let's say he wakes up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
No, this crusty white boy's waking up at... At 12 at least.
No, I'm talking to the
family. Oh, you're talking about the family.
They're the family.
The respectable family.
Yeah, the respectable
family. The house.
The respectable family.
Not like this nomad Gregory, motherfucker this, right here who crashes on people's couches.
Yeah, this dude. Yeah, that guy. But the family, the Lance family. So, Tony Lance, he wakes up around, let's say, 6 o'clock in the morning, right at the crack of ass of dawn, makes himself a coffee.
His ass crack or the morning's ass crack?
Oh, both. His like wife it. Has to always tell him, hey, man, pull up your pants. And he wakes up, makes himself a cup of coffee. He looks out the window. Love you, honey. Love you, son. Going to work. See you later. He goes to work, 10-hour day. Fuck it.
Tired.
12-hour day. Let's do that.
Overwork, dude.
And that's just Tony. The wife, LaDonna, oh, shit. She works at a beauty salon. You know what I'm saying? She deals with bitches shit all day.
With all their shit. Gotta come home and deal with her shit.
Yeah. She gotta go home, wash her husband's dirty ass drawers, wash her son's dirty ass drawers and sticky socks. You know what I'm saying? They had a day, dude. They had a full fucking day. That's the beginning of their week.
Hell yeah.
All of a sudden, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I see this look in your eye.
Just now, let's see. Now the kids' day probably went real well. Went to school, thought it was gonna be just a fucking good day. Got home, played some Fortnite and shit. I know that little
Fortnite.
Wait, playing. Well, wait, it's 2013, right?
2013, man. He was playing Minecraft.
He was thinking about Fortnite.
He was thinking about Fortnite.
One of the GMs of Fortnite, dude.
No. He was playing Fortnite before it came out. See what I'm saying? Go ahead.
So, can you imagine how unsafe this poor kid feels now?
Oh, fucking just...
This naked violated. White boy. No, I don't mean to sound racist, but from the dialect... from the manuscript of the the conversation with the dispatcher, the quote unquotes from the Mr. Land, they're possibly black.
Possibly.
Now, can you imagine this poor little black boy's fear of white people now?
Mm.
First,
wait,
he hears them.
Wait, wait.
Them cops shooting these
before
poor,
or after?
After. Because before. So these poor little kids are getting shot up by white cops, or sometimes Hispanic cops.
You know what I'm saying?
That puts the fear of God in them. Mm. But now he's got to deal with fucked up white boys, naked white boys, shitting in his house,
they could
rubbing
just,
their...
Yeah, they could
rubbing,
just run up in my shit.
Exactly. They could just run up in my house, and I'm like, oh, what? Shit. This poor boy probably sleeps with one eye open now.
And his dick out. And just dick out.
Just in case.
Just in case. Just in case shit gets frisky. But besides that. But yeah, they had a full-ass day. And ready to just watch a movie. I think they picked Cop and a Half. Cop and a Half 2.
They were watching Jungle the Jungle.
Cop. They were watching what?
They were watching Jungle the Jungle, dude.
They were watching Jungle 2, Jungle 2.
Tim Allen's racist test.
They're watching
any sequel to any movie ever made. They was watching Jack Frost 2.
They're about to... They were watching Rudolph the Red Nosed Reindeer 2.
They were watching Tim Allen's Santa Claus.
Part 5.
Part 2.
They're watching Die Hard 7. Oh shit, that exists. My bad. And
oh shit.
And
oh my god.
And this dude decides to walk in. I'm sorry, climb their house.
Scale their home. Scale it butt naked.
Butt ass naked. Do a little dance. Make a little love. I'm shit on the floor tonight.
You know this fucking dirty little white boy was up on that house doing a fucking jig, dude, of some sort.
He was dragging his ass on the roof like a dog, trying to wipe it. Because he's just shit on the neighbor's house. Right on the tippy tip. Just right on along
scooting,
the tippy tip.
Just scooting his ass, dude, back and forth.
That's what they heard.
Shuffle of ass, cheeks on shingles.
On shingles.
Oh man. Woo.
And then you know that all happens. What are they gonna do for the rest of their life, man?
Live in fear.
Live in fear
of white people.
Oh, of who?
Of white people. It's okay, black people. You can have a healthy fear of white people. It's all right.
Okay. I'm afraid of them.
I'm afraid of Dalmatians.
I'm afraid of Domino's pizza. Get into my house late. Paid too much for that shit to get there 10 minutes late, man.
Oh, shit.
No, but yeah.
Dude, so wait. So if you remember in a previous episode of us talking about us scaring the shit out of a Domino's delivery guy while we were having a bonfire when we were back in high school.
Yeah.
So we, I don't, you were just over here for, what were we just got Domino's the other night. I think we had ordered it.
We were watching UFC.
No. You think we were here just the other night with the kids and we ordered Domino's.
Yeah, we
ordered Domino's, and I shit you not, that same delivery driver was the same guy we scared with the lightsabers.
Really?
It was the same dude somewhat like 15 years later.
That's insane. What was he doing? Oh, my God.
And he's still a delivery driver? Man, you need to up your game, bro. You need more confidence in yourself.
Please. Do that for you. Do it for me. And if you don't do it for yourself, just don't be late with that pizza, man. We got time. We ain't got time for that shit.
Because you never know if some dude's going to show up and be like,
I'll take that order
from you.
I'll take that order.
I'm going to have to take that order from you.
So, all bets aside, I'm going to say that Bruni definitely took hero of the day.
Bruni takes the hero of the day. He danced. He tackled. He pulled a TV off the wall. He vomited. I don't know if he vomited. He punched somebody. I don't know if he did that. He shit on the floor. He diddled himself.
Yeah, he did.
Dude, this man.
This man is hero of the day. He has won it. He has definitely won it.
So, that's it. That's it for today, guys. I know we kind of dragged it a little bit talking all this craziness, but it was fun making up stuff. tell him the truth and then lying about it a little bit.
I honestly think our story for Kazee who robbed the liquor store, I think that actually checks out better than the actual story.
Actually, you know what? That is what happened. You know what? I'm going to go on Wikipedia.
I got a source.
I got a source who knows exactly what happened.
I
heard from a little bird. What? I just told you that.
Oh, shit.
It was me. I'm the bird.
It was me.
I'm the bird.
Oh.
But yeah, thank you guys. Thank you guys so much for coming by here and listening to our little show, man. If you haven't heard our first show, Paranormity, listen to that. If you like ghosts and stuff, listen to that.
Go give it a listen. I guarantee you're going to like it.
But yeah, if you want to follow us on, we'll have pictures of we have pictures of both of these dudes. So if you want to go on Twitter and follow us, it's Country Fried Pod.
Country Fried Pod.
And then I believe the same on Facebook, Country Fried Pod, I believe.
Also on Facebook and Twitter, same thing.
And yes. And if you want to follow our other channel, it's at Paranormity on Twitter, I believe, Paranormity Podcast. And anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I just want to say, so you guys, like I said, you're going to notice the difference in the quality of our sound and recording because we are in the same room together for the first time in 2 years.
Yes.
But doing this first time recording, so.
Yeah, he just moved back from, I always forget, Elwood.
From Elwood.
Elwood, Pennsylvania.
Iowa City, Maryland.
Iowa City, Maryland, California. I always made shit up every time it comes to that.
But yeah, I just want to give a shout out back to the peeps back home. All you back in Elwood and at Passavant, my coworkers, you guys are listening. Thank you for all your love and support for the past 3 years. And keep listening up. We're going to keep putting out some more stuff. So also want to thank my wife, who's the other side of the room right now.
Who's giving us the finger.
Telling me, you dumb, fat piece of shit. Oh, she's giving me the wrap it up thing. I just got a text on the phone saying, can you help? Sorry, honey. Okay. All right. She's calling me a fat piece of shit now.
She just called you a fat fuck.
I saw you, fat piece of shit.
She hates your guts, and your daughter's going to kill me. my neck and two.
But also, if you guys want to give us some places to look at, some criminals to investigate. Also,
yes,
for Paranormity, if you want to give us some places for like haunts to look out, give us a shout out on Twitter and on Facebook.
Yes,
we're always checking it. Always, always checking it. So drop us some love. Give us a 5-star rating on Anchor. Also, check us out on what our other platforms are on.
We're on Apple Podcasts. If you guys can give us a 5-star rating on that, that would be amazing.
And thank y'all for coming on out tonight. Y'all come back now here.